In the office of a prophet, you often have to deliver messages from God to the church, always to the church, to the individuals, to the congregations, to the ministers. And often these messages are messages of correction. So prophets suffer a great deal of persecution from churches as a rule. Job the prophet is given us as an example. But you'll also see it in Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, and the other prophets. But at the end of his life, Job 42:10 shows us that the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had at the beginning. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning. Job 42. During the time of persecution, I had far less money to work with, but I had no need at all. While the money was far less, the radio cost far more. Then, internet radio was about $1,500 a month. You can see how ministers get in terrible financial problems by radio and television. Internet changed all of that. It goes all over the world. You can publish daily. There's no censorship. You might have fewer people in your city, but all over the world, we've had more than 1,500,000 download our blog, and we've also had about 93,000, I believe it is, our podcasts downloaded since 2020 on the podcast. I was given a dream showing the blog is a nice little voice, and so is the podcast. Our expenses today for the ministry on actual publication are $200 a year for all of these exhortations. And we can do unlimited number. So it's a marvelous way to get exhortations out to the church all over the world. And I think it is the fulfillment of this scripture. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, Jesus says, concerning the end times, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. We must be growing very near to the coming of Jesus. Also, at the time of the coming of Jesus, the iniquity increases, and we're seeing that all over the world. And violence without cause is rampant. And that's exactly what Revelation 12:12 says. The devil knows it's near the end of time, so he is even more ferocious. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.